This is the Diana DeRosa interview with Equus Television Worldwide correspondent Diana DeRosa. Join Diana as she traverses the globe, bringing you the latest information from equestrian newsmakers, newsbreakers, athletes, and luminaries from across the global equestrian spectrum. The Diana DeRosa interview starts now.
I'm speaking with International Horseshoeing Hall of Fame member from South Africa, Robbie Miller, who will be the Jim Lindsay keynote speaker at the American Fairies Association Convention in Little Rock, Arkansas, March 16th through the 20th. So Robbie, I've never spoken to somebody from South Africa, and I've traveled quite a bit of places, but not to there. So I'm excited to be speaking with you today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we begin, what I would like for you to do is to talk about how you got involved with horses and how that led you to being a farrier.
Okay, so my late uncle was a jockey, and when he retired from race riding, he became a racehorse trainer, and my dad was a saddle maker, so it was always going to be horses, I guess. So I got too big to be a jockey, and I didn't want to be a trainer. So when I was at school, some friends of mine, they shod horses. They were my age, we were school kids, and they were shoeing horses already. And I went with them to the stables because their father was a racehorse trainer. And that was kind of like what got me interested when I saw these friends of mine shoeing horses. And I liked it, and I liked the look of it and the sound and the smell of it. And I think that was the precursor to me becoming a farrier.
Well, obviously you have become a very good farrier. You have got lots of credentials, but you are doing a really big thing. You are doing this keynote speak at the American Farriers Association. And it's named after
Jim Lindsay.
Jim Lindsay, right? Yeah, it's named after Jim Lindsay. So who was Jim Lindsay?
So I never ever met Jim Lindsay, but I did look up a little bit about him, and he was quite a remarkable man. His interest was farrier education, and I think he was taken from us a little bit too soon. And he's a member of the AFA, and he's always been involved, or he always was involved, as far as I understand. And I must say, I'm quite humbled to be the keynote speaker and to be, for the Jim Lindsay keynote speaker. For me, myself, it's always been about the people that have gotten me to where I am, because none of us does this alone. And so I feel very humbled and honored that I'm going to be the keynote speaker for Jim Lindsay.
Well, we are honored too to be able to hear you there. Can you talk a little bit about the farrier world in your country?
So there are probably, I think about maybe 600, if that's farriers in this country. So we're a lot smaller than the US, and we're a lot smaller logistically, geographically, and horse numbers wise. So farriery has come a long way in South Africa. We've had a lot of people that we've brought out here that have, gotten the education things going. There's no legislation in South Africa, same as in America. So anybody can just go and pick up a set of tools and go and shoe horses. And we've been sort of trying to push certification and, getting farriers to up their game and improve themselves and get themselves qualified. I've been involved with it probably for the last 16, 17, 18 years, just trying to get farriers to improve themselves. So, but we're getting there. We've got some pretty good farriers in this country.
And I think it's very important for them to know about the American Farriers Association, even if it's not for somebody that wants to be a farrier, but in general, the organization does so much. Why do you think that that's so important?
I think it's very important. I'll give you a perfect example. We run the FITS exams, which is the Faro International Testing System, and it's been run in about 7 or 8 different countries. I'm an examiner for FITS, and last year we managed to strike quite a coup in that we got our entry-level exam, the certified farrier, to be recognized by the AFA as an equivalent to their CF. So I think that's a really big thing. So, and it just creates a little bit of a connection between our Farrier Association in South Africa and the American Farriers Association, which I think everybody benefits from. I'm very humbled to be coming to America next week. I have been on and off a member of the AFA for many years, and more recently, just sort of continuing my membership. They're a great bunch of people. I have a lot of very, very good friends in America that are farriers, and I've had a lot of them come over here. I kind of sort of try and get over to the States at least once a year if I can, and spend some time with friends of mine. And I've come over and competed at some of the competitions, and it's all been about education and growing and developing as a farrier, and then bringing that back home to South Africa.
Robbie, when I was looking up about you, I saw so many letters after your name, and I don't know what they all mean, and I'm sure that some of our viewers don't either. So can you talk about them a little bit?
Well, I actually don't know what they mean either. I just had people tell me to put them behind my names to make me sound clever. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So those are all of the post-nominals that I have for certain examination processes that I've been through. As an AWCF, that would make me an associate of the Worshipful Company of Farriers in England. The CJF makes me a certified journeyman farrier through the American Farriers Association. And then the ASF is an advanced skills farrier through the FITS program. So those are all high-level qualifications that I've had to work pretty hard for.
I think it really makes us feel very good about the American Farriers Association and the people that are part of it. So, can you talk a little bit about the fact that you're going to be doing a presentation? What is that all about?
As I say, I was very humbled when I got the call to invite me over to Little Rock in Arkansas. I've been busy working on something for quite a number of years now, which is a theory that I have. And that's what I'm going to be lecturing on. So hopefully it's well received, and we'll see how we get along with it.
What's the concept behind that?
So my theory is basically using external landmarks of the horse's foot that relate to structures within the foot to determine mediolateral balance. So for the farrier that's out in the field busy working and he doesn't have immediate access to radiography, he can use these guidelines, and I call them guidelines, just to kind of sort of help him in the right direction as far as balancing horse's feet in the trim.
And I think that balancing horses' feet, no foot, no horse, is a really important thing. How long did it take you to kind of put that together?
It's been a number of years now. In fact, probably I think I've probably been working on this theory of mine for about 5, 6, maybe 7 years. So it's been ongoing, and you keep sort of finding something else and seeing something else, and then you go to try and gather the data. So you use radiography and you use gait analysis and you use all of these things. And obviously, at the end of the day, the soundness of the horses that we're working on and the performance of the horses that we're working on is, at the end of the day, what's telling us that it's actually working.
When you look back at all that you've done, what if somebody came up to you and said they want to walk in your shoes? They want to be like you one day. What would you say to them?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I don't know. I've always kind of felt that whatever I've learned through my mentors and through my observations, that none of it is mine to keep. So it has to be shared. And so I think it's just open your ears. You can either speak or you can listen. You can't do both at the same time. So I'm a good listener. I'm busy working on my speaking, but I think the most important thing for a young farrier is to listen, take it in, and listen to understand and not listen to reply.
How do you spend your days? Do you still shoe horses, or are there other things that you really focus your life on?
I live a very busy life. We've got 40 acres here at home, and we've got, I think Trish told me that we've got 22 horses on the farm. So we have that. I do go out and shoe horses every day. I've got quite a big team. There are five, six farriers in my team that are all qualified. And we've got guys that are unskilled guys that are ranger clenchers that we call farrier assistants. I think I've got about seven guys that pull shoes and finish up for us and do all of that. So we do a lot of horses. On our last count of race horses that we do on a 3 to 4 week schedule, we've got, I think, about 700 horses.
Wow.
And that's part of what we do. We've got a very big stud farm that we work on. We've got quite a nice sport horse complement. I work for two veterinary hospitals as well. And in between all of that, make shoes, make knives, I make stuff. So yeah. So I've got two grandkids. So there's a lot. It's a busy life.
Well, I have to say, for South Africa, you are a home run. I mean, it's so good for them to have somebody like you that they can kind of look at and see what you've done and maybe follow in your footsteps. Well, I want to thank you very much for chatting with me. Do you have any last words you'd like to say?
Well, I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody next week in Little Rock, Arkansas at the AFA convention. I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of my old friends. And I'm hoping to make some new ones. And it's a wonderful opportunity for everybody because there's so much to learn for all of us. So really, really looking forward to it.
Well, I have to say, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. And I am Diana DeRosa reporting for the Equus Radio Network.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please let us know. Email diana@equustelevision.net. Join Diana every week for another interview with the people who help shape your equestrian experience, right here on the Equus Radio Network.